email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
I can now reveal that the Tonsticks Lollipop Person of the Year has been crowned. I love this story. Ger Gleason, a retired firefighter, is a y'all lollipop man, a bun skull wirra in the town. And Ger is on the line. Ger, hello.
Hello, Brendan. How are you?
I'm really good. Tonsticks Lollipop Person of the Year. Are you thrilled?
I'm over the moon, actually. I'm over the moon with it, yeah. The recognition from all the parents and children and the whole school and the whole town really has been overwhelming. It's just blown me to pieces, so I'm just still in a high.
Oh, brilliant. Tell me, so what was the celebrations like at the school yesterday?
Well, yesterday, I got a phone call yesterday morning. They had won the overall All-Ireland, you know. So they told me that Tonsticks, Sinead and Denise would be coming down, making a presentation to me down at the school at 2:30. So when I was there, all the children were out. The Bunskull Villa Samba Band was out playing, and the day was beautiful, and it was a great occasion, actually. I was mortified as well as proud, the same kind of a thing, if you understand what I mean.
Yeah, like, I'm really struck by this beautiful story. Mary, our local lollipop lady, stood outside my family front door because we live facing the school, a primary school and a secondary school. And Mary knows everything about my family in a really lovely way because she got to know my mum every wedding she was there. You know, you really get to know the ins and outs, don't you, of families?
You do. You get to know everyone. You meet so many different people, you know what I mean? It's fantastic. It's a really social occasion kind of a thing, you know, meeting the children, meeting their parents, their grandparents, their aunts or uncles or anything, you know what I mean? It's just absolutely unbelievable.
Well, you're full of energy.
I can understand every other lollipop person all around the country goes through that as well. I can understand that. It's not only just me. I was just very, very lucky to win it, thanks to the people of y'all. And I know the local, all the rest of the lollipop people around the country do the same as I do.
Very special people. Now, a bit more about you, though. You're a retired firefighter. So why did you first apply for the job as a lollipop person?
Well, I was retired at that stage. Yeah. And then I was at a loose end, put it that way. And hopefully I was still able to do a few things. And I just said, this job came up and I said I'd go for it. It would pass away the day and to get me involved with people outside rather than being stuck at home all day and that kind of thing, you know? So I did, and I was lucky enough to get it. And I've never looked back since. It's been fantastic since, I'll have to be honest. And this really crowned the glory of it. Like, just because of winning this doesn't, do you know what I mean? I've enjoyed the last 8 years fantastically with the children and the parents and everyone down at Bunskull Villa.
You're just so full of energy. I read sadly that you lost your wife some time ago.
I did. I lost my Annie, my late wife, 11 years in this coming November.
I'm sorry.
So that was a big shock to the system. Still is.
Yeah.
Still is. So I've grandchildren and I've two sons and a daughter, and life must go on and must look after them as well.
Of course, of course. And thank God you've got your family around.
And my
you.
Grandchildren keep me going.
I bet. Who are your grandchildren? What are the names?
My eldest is Leo.
Yes.
He'll be 18 next January.
Wow.
I've my granddaughter then, she's 15, Libby. I've a grandson 15, Sam. I have a grandson of 11, Finn.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a granddaughter, the youngest, who sadly only came along after my late wife passed away.
Oh.
5 months later, she came along as Annabelle, we called her, A-N-N-E. Okay. So my wife's name is Anne, so we called her Annabelle after my wife.
Amazing, amazing. I actually just wanted to give you the space to shout them all out because they must be very proud of you.
I love them all dearly, I love everyone dearly, I do.
And they must be so.
I hope I'm not getting them all in there now.
I have the list here, don't worry you did, I wouldn't let you down. So just give me an insight, what's the day, like I always think, do you have to get up in the middle of the night to be a lollipop person? What's the day? Well, tell me about your day.
No. I set my alarm for about 7 in the morning, get up, have a bit of breakfast, pop away down, get down early as I can, get the car parked, because parking facilities are scarce down there.
Of course.
So with so many, you know, nationwide so many people in the school and that, you know?
Yeah.
And I get down around 8:15, get organised for the children. Some children come along early, and more children would come along just 5 minutes before going in, so you have to be there, we'll say, at least minimum of 40 minutes before the school opens.
So I read here you have a little helper.
I have a great helper, yeah.
Tell me about your little helper.
The famous Luke.
Who's Luke?
He's an unbelievable young fella. He's, I've taken to him and he's taken to me since he started coming to the school. And he has his own little lollipop and his own little high-vis jacket, something similar to the one I wear. And he's just a little gem now, he is.
Is he?
Luke Cliff is his name. And he has a brother called Charlie.
Yeah, and does he?
And his mum, Tuck, we call his father, and Cam is his mother. So he's an exceptional little young fellow.
And how did he get the job?
Well, he just took to me. He took to me when I used to cross him in the morning with his dad or his mum and his brother, and he started calling me granddad.
Oh.
And so I was like, we were kind of...
How old is he?
He's only six, I'd say, six or seven.
And he's a little lollipop lad.
Yeah, so he's just... naturally enough, he doesn't be out the road, you know, but he tries to come out at times. He loves to be out there. But he's a beautiful, a gem of being for a gem.
Oh, that's amazing. Amazing, amazing. And I'm just reading here, you're a Cork hurling fan.
I am.
You're very excited, are you?
I'm very excited for Sunday, Saturday week. So hopefully we'll get the crop back.
Yeah, very good.
And get the job done for the semi-final anyway. And hopefully get two titles again in July.
Well, you can steady that stuff now and just focus on yourself and celebrating this year yourself.
I'm after having... yesterday has been amazing, but what they done for me down the school yesterday, the local people, the children.
What did they do for you?
They were chanting my name, and the local Bunscoil Vera Samba band playing for me, and all the parents and kids and all that were cheering for me. So it was a fantastic...
I can't get the image of the Bunscoil Vera Samba band.
Thank everyone for it.
I can't get the image of the Bunscoil Vera Y'all Samba band. Are they amazing?
They're absolutely amazing.
Well, listen, you've done them proud.
I'll get on to the one of the teachers, Owen, the principal, or Alan, or someone, Dave, and I'll try and get a recording with St. Antia.
Oh, please do. We'll definitely try and play it. I'll make Ray play it.
I will. I'll ask him tomorrow when I'm done.
Listen, Ger Gleeson, Tonstick Lollipop Person of the Year. Congratulations. You're a pure joy to chat to. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Brendan.
And enjoy your weekend. And actually, this one's for you, Ger. We're going to play, because you're a pure diamond. Here's Kingfisher, Diamonds and Roses.